You know, there's no script for life. I remember my father and mother saying when we were growing up and they were in the middle of punishing us or correcting us, they would say, you know, you didn't come with a owner's manual when God blessed us with you. And you know, I woke up this morning full of regret, not liking myself. You know, I set goals in my life and I don't hit them all the time. I'm always constantly reminded by my weakness. And to be honest with you, a lot of times I go to sleep saying things bad to myself, like, you suck. Why can't you stay on track? Why can't you hit that goal? Why, you know, I know I'm a very driven person. And I'm sure that there are some people that really need to hear this because you're probably going through the same thing that I am. We all have goals and we all want to be successful. I don't know of anyone that, unless they're lying to themselves, does not want to be successful, does not want to have a level of success because they know that when they achieve that success, they'll be happy. And we're all going through this life where we're just hitting one, you know, time point or goal post, and then we're going to the next one, right? And a couple times in life, we have to take a couple steps back in life to be able to leap forward. And for others, it's just one goal post after another, you know? But I'll tell you this, the one thing that's common with every human being is none of us get it right all the time. And actually, another thing that we all have in common is that or at least most of us, we're not happy with where we are. We want something more. We were designed like that. We were designed to create. We were designed to move forward. We were designed to achieve. Humans innately are positive. They really are. We are given that desire by God because that's what keeps humanity moving forward. But the thing is, the fact of the matter is, especially in this day and age with social media, you know, we get so caught up in what everybody else's life's like that we find ourselves falling short. And I'm definitely one of them. And the reason why I'm making this video, and it's entitled How to Be Successful When You Don't Like Yourself, I'm living proof of this. You know, if you would have asked me a handful of years ago if I would have found myself teaching people all around the world how to start businesses or how to buy real estate, I would have never said you're crazy. I would have probably said that seems like one of the coolest things I could ever want, right? Because I like being around people. I like watching people succeed. Because you could be the most successful person in the world and still go to bed and hate yourself, right? And the fact of the matter is, it's what you do that next morning is what defines success or failure. The truth is, most people that are very successful still have a hard time, even though you look at it differently, you look at their lives differently. On the inside, they can be completely miserable. But how they deal with that feeling is what separates them from people that aren't succeeding. You know, sometimes I've done this whole channel in the last couple of years live for a very specific reason. Because there's so much fakeness. There's so many people in this world that are trying to fake it till they make it. And I've found success, but I've also gone to bed more nights looking at myself as a failure. And it's so important that we keep that positive mode, that positive thinking, the positive words of affirmation. So I'm going to do it live in front of you. I'm going to hit my goals this year. You guys know that I'm in the middle of losing weight. I'm down like 24, 25 pounds. I've got another 40 to lose. I am going to reach new heights with my knowledge base when it comes to financial matters and be able to share that and show millions of people around the world how they can become successful through an increase in financial knowledge. I'm going to hit those goals. And I'm telling you right now, as I'm saying this out loud, It's hard to believe. You know, I hate all the fakeness of this world. I do have success, but at the same time, all I see is my failures. So how do we eradicate that? We speak positively about ourselves, even when you don't believe it. It's funny, right before this video, I prayed. I'm like, God, what do I say? Like, I just, and this is what, because I go with what I'm led with, right? Because on the other side of the camera, there's probably somebody sitting in their car right now or in their home, they're by themselves, and they know exactly what I'm talking about. And so it's more important than me impressing you, getting through to the person, because I have a feeling on the other side of that camera is the next amazing philanthropist that's going to change this world. I really do. I believe that on the other side of that camera, this camera, is somebody that's about to change hundreds of thousands of people's lives. And it's not going to be necessarily me that does it, but it may be me that inspires that person to go out and be the next Billy Graham or the next, you know, amazing business person, because they have something that I don't. It's really hard to get up every morning and hit record. This has been the most thrilling adventure of my life and my family's life, quite frankly. It's come with stress, but it's also come with amazing blessings. Just being real and open and honest and teaching people how to make money and showing them economic cycles and real estate cycles and all this stuff. It's exciting. I mean, imagine going from being mocked and laughed at, you know, in 2005, 2006, warning people about that crash coming, to this. It's amazing. It's incredible to meet people on the street. I've now everywhere I've gone on the earth, and people come up and shake your hand or want to take a photo with you, and they're just like grateful. My life seems amazing, but at the same time, I just want to tell you, like, it's hard going to sleep some nights because I'm just remind myself, or it's the devil on my shoulder, and I rebuke that devil in the name of Jesus Christ, of that fear, you know, that you're not hitting it. And that's why I do everything live. There are so many fake people, it's insane. Like, I know some of these money gurus, they're all famous. I know them personally. They don't know crap. I'm not joking. It's true. And when you watch them film, you'll figure it out real quick. And I don't ever want to change in front of you guys. All I want to do is be an inspiration. And then in turn, you inspire me. And I'm so grateful. Another thing I'm going to say right now is that this channel is going to change millions of people's lives. It is going to affect millions of people. And we are going to take back the wealth of the nation. That happens in 2024. I'm telling you, I'm speaking out loud, not only to speak into the atmosphere, but I'm speaking to myself right now. I just recently took the greatest risks of my life. And you don't have big payoffs in life without big risks. And I don't suggest anybody do what I did. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to do everything I can to be a success. Everything I can to go out and crush it. As hopefully a example for you. Do me a favor and put down in the comments, because I'm going to go through the comments later. And again, the comments are live again. We're trying to get somebody to pay a company to moderate it. We're trying to find somebody right now to get all those scammers. I will never ask you for money. I don't ask for donations. I work my butt off myself to be a success. Don't believe any of the scammers that are trying to rob you down there. But put down what you set to achieve in 2024. I want to hear it. Or what you want to achieve, but you maybe don't know what it is. Put it down in the comment section below. I want to see what your goals are. So you've known mine. My goal is to 10X my best year in revenue in 2024. And I'll be honest with you, it's not looking very promising right now. But I'm going to laugh in the face of what I see and say, no, I'm going for it. And I want to lose another 40 pounds. And it's hard work. And so let's speak it out together. What are your goals this year? Even the ones that you think are impossible, I want to hear them, because you got to start somewhere. You got to put it in writing. You got to go and verbalize it, or they won't happen. I hope you got something out of this. Thank you for just letting me get it off my chest. Hope you guys have a great day. And again, thank you to everybody that sticks with this channel. I know people have keep emailing saying, hey, I'm getting unsubscribed and I resubscribed. Thank you. Just thank you. Thank you for sticking with me. I won't let you down. I'm saying that to myself too. The Economic Ninja is out.